Psalm 91. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will rescue you from the snare of the fowler, from the destroying pestilence. With his pinions he will cover you, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His faithfulness is a buckler and a shield. You shall not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that roams in darkness, nor the devastating plague at noon. Though 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right side, near you it shall not come. Rather, with your eyes you shall behold and see the requital of the wicked. Because you have the Lord for your refuge, you have made the Most High your stronghold. No evil shall befall you, nor shall affliction come near your tent. For to his angels he has given commands about you. Upon their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the asp and the viper. You shall trample down the lion and the dragon. Because he clings to me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he acknowledges my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in distress. I will deliver him and glorify him. With length of days I will gratify him, and will show him my salvation. The 33rd Crusade Prayer. O my God, my loving Father, I accept with love and gratitude your divine seal of protection. Your divinity encompasses my body and soul for eternity. I bow in humble thanksgiving and offer my deep love and loyalty to you, my beloved Father. I beg you to protect me and my loved ones with this special seal, and I pledge my life to your service forever and ever. I love you, dear Father. I console you in these times, dear Father. I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son in atonement for the sins of the world and for the salvation of all your children. Amen. I want to share with you a little piece of history here for these two prayers. This came from Jim O'Connor. We're blessed to have on our channel. During World War I, LTC Whittinsley was a regimental commander in the British Army. His regiment recited the 91st Psalm every morning. His regiment went over the wall several times. Thousands were killed on his left and right sides, but not one of his soldiers was wounded. It was reported that the German bullet seemed to bounce off LTC Whittinsley's men. So when you find yourselves in a really tight place and the odds are against you, remember, these prayers are very powerful to deliver us. The Lord bless you.